So, you think you're a brat, untamable, uncontrollable, that you can do whatever the fuck you want, in whatever way you want it. You have a lot to learn. You think that actions don't have consequences. Now that's an interesting point of view. I wonder how you came to believe that. And you think that you can say anything you want to me, and that the words you use can be as insulting as you like. Someone clearly failed in teaching you some basic rules. And the consequence of that is that you think you can get away with anything, even with disrespecting me. You know, what the fuck? Go ahead. Argue, complain, try to bait me. I really don't care. If I thought you were worth my time, maybe I'd be annoyed. I like a real challenge. A woman with fire. A worthy opponent. But you... oh dear, your brattiness is so predictable. I know just what the next thing out of your mouth is going to be. You've become a cliché. Do you realize that? And it's so, well, boring. And to bore me is the cardinal sin. So, prattle on. Call me all those names you like. Tell me all the ways I annoy you. It's like water off a duck's back. If I gave a shit, maybe it would bother me. But really, they don't mean anything. What? You're upset? Can't take it, eh? You can give it out, but when you receive it, you just crumble. You see, if you were a real brat, you'd insult me back. Come on, give me your best shot. That's all you've got? God, that's pathetic. If you were a real brat, you'd just walk away. But you don't. I wonder why not. I wonder if it's because Daddy fucks you better than any of your so-called boyfriends. Is that it? Or is it because your little cunt needs to be stretched by a real man's cock? And your clit needs to be teased by a man who takes you to the edge over and over again, but who doesn't let you come. What's that? You've got something to say. I don't hear you. Come on, stop mumbling. Ah, so that's it. Too fucking right. Daddy's cock is all you want. Say it again. And mean it. Let me hear you. And again. And tell me where you want that cock. Oh. Now why on earth would I want to put it in there? What is so special about your pussy? I don't care if it needs me. I don't need it. Why would I? I have so many other girls begging to be good for me. And they all drip for me. So why is your hole worth my attention? I doubt that. But let me see. Take your jeans off now. Come on, I haven't got all day. Hold on. I didn't hear you tell me who it belongs to. Too fucking right. That cunt is daddy's. Now pull your panties down and bend over the kitchen table. Move your legs apart and spread your lips. I want to see inside you. Well, Daddy has to admit, you do look very wet. And who is the only person who makes you that way? Good girl. Now, let's see how tight you are. Move back, so my tip is nudging your entrance. Do you like that, baby girl? Daddy's full cock head, sweaty with lust, poking into the bottom of that sweet crack. Does it feel good? Tell me that there is no cock better than Daddy's. Do you think you deserve it? Really? After behaving the way you just have? I don't think so. In fact, I'm going to take it out. How does that feel? To have Daddy's cock start to slide inside you, and then to have it removed. Why do you think I did that? Tell me. Give me all the reasons why you don't deserve it. Well, at least you have enough self-awareness to know that you've not been respectful. You've talked back to me one too many times. You've disobeyed me. You've let other men sniff around you. And a good girl doesn't do any of those things. It's a bit late to say that. And how do I know you'll be a good girl from now on? Will you accept my authority? Will you respect my experience? Will I be your king? Will you open your legs for me wherever and whenever I want your pretty little cunt? Yes? Say it. Turn away from me and get on your fucking knees. That's it. Head on the floor. Now raise that ass up to me. I like how that looks. Are you ready? To be stretched, to be split, to be drilled. Tell me you want it. I can't hear you. Who fucks you the best? Who goes the deepest? Who makes you beg? And who do you want to fuck you till you're raw? Who's the only one who can do that? The only one who can make you come? Shout it out and you can climax. Who is it? I can't hear. Come on, I need you to say it. Who makes you come the best? And who owns you? Yes, it's Daddy. Good girl. Daddy owns you. And because you admit that, you can come.